I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In late July 1787, the delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia were working their way through a report produced earlier that month by a five-member committee on detail. Article 4, Section 8 of that report was to occupy much of the rest of the summer. The topic, where to locate the seat of government. The Continental Congress was at the time located in New York, unacceptably far to the north of the geographic center of the country. But also unacceptable was the idea of placing the capital in an existing state capital city. Doing so would serve to give that state an outsized role in the national government. Debate would evolve to a proposal for a more southern state to cede territory, not exceeding 10 miles square, as a federal district. George Mason of Virginia objected strenuously. In a moment that many today might call a flash of insight, he said,
"Oh, it will be a sanctuary of the blackest crimes. If any member of the national government should attempt to oppress the people or to perpetuate the blackest deed, he has nothing to do but to get into the 10-mile square."
The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.